Lakeview is currently collecting items for veterans such as canned foods, toothbrushes, soaps, and more. You can drop these off in the designated buckets for your team. Same time?
Yeah.
We couldn't think of a catchphrase. Ba-da-da-da-da!
This blog is projecting our
awkwardness
on random people for comedy purposes. You can expect
awkward
questions, but we don't tell the people what's going on and don't allow them to give an explanation. Welcome to us making awkwardness into a personality trait.
Ella, this is Ella Palermo, and Ella, tell us what it's like to be a band kid.
The awkward band kid who has a really awkward boyfriend. Continue.
What do I even say?
What is it like?
What is it like?
How do you feel?
Do you breathe?
What do I say?
What instrument do you play?
Hi, I'm Ella.
Okay.
She plays the clarinet with me.
No. Okay. You're gonna edit all this out, right?
So, oh.
Nope. So you okay.
The only reason she joined band was so she could be like Squidward.
I think it was just something else. So I'm gonna say it, even though you already introduced me, I'm gonna say it. Hello, I'm Ella Palermo.
We know.
I play clarinet. And what it's like, it's pretty fun. I would say sometimes. I didn't really sign up for band, and I was kind of like worried that I wasn't gonna like it the first day, but I actually went and I actually really like it, and now it's one of my favorite classes of the day.
So, and yeah. Her boyfriend is the drum player.
God,
that's enough for today.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Annabelle.
Hello, Lulu.
So, what does it feel like to be a awkward band kid? Young band kid?
It feels very awkward.
Lovely. How do you breathe?
We don't breathe.
Does your band teacher give you water breaks?
If we beg.
Are you going to stick up for this all year?
Absolutely.
Would you ever do the marching band?
Sure.
Great. What's your instrument?
I play the clarinet.
Are you basically Squidward's stepdaughter?
I am Squidward's stepdaughter.
I see the resemblance.
That hurt my feelings.
Ella, this is Ella Palermo, and Ella, tell us what it's like to be a band kid.
The awkward band kid who has a really awkward boyfriend. Continue.
What do I even say?
What is it like?
What is it like?
How do you feel?
Do you breathe?
What do I say?
What instrument do you play?
Hi, I'm Ella.
We
already said that.
Okay,
She plays the clarinet with me.
No, okay. You're gonna edit all this out, right?
So, oh.
So you, okay.
The only reason she joined band was so she could be like Squidward.
I think it was just something else. So I'm gonna say it, even though you already introduced me, I'm gonna say it. Hello, I'm Ella Palermo.
We know.
I play clarinet. And what it's like, it's pretty fun.
Are you awkward?
I would say sometimes. I didn't really sign up for band, and I was kind of like worried that I wasn't gonna like it the first day, but I actually went and I actually really like it, and now it's one of my favorite classes of the day. So,
and
yeah.
Her boyfriend is the drum player. That's enough for
go.
Today.
We're Crystal Girl.
Lulu, tell me what it's like to be you.
It kind of sucks, to be honest. I'm
it does suck. She can't keep up with all the dramas, and she's like the popularest kid in all of populars.
Yeah, like literally that girl right there, she knows me.
Like she knows her.
Yeah.
And we know her. No, you don't know her.
I don't.
People know her, she doesn't know people.
Let me talk. It's my interview.
It's your interview. I'm the interviewer. What's your favorite thing about yourself?
My eyes. I'm like so pretty, you know?
They are so pretty.
I know. Thank you. I'm not really thankful.
Bro, the ego. I know. What does a day in your life look like?
I cry myself to sleep.
Me too.
I did wake up. I worry about the moon. I cry because I missed the lunar eclipse.
That's all we have time for today, folks.
Major savers are happening now. Go to your neighbors.
Go to your neighbors, your homeowners, and everybody feel free.
Support Lakeview now. Today we're talking about a serious topic, and it's about yesterday, actually. The day that I almost died. So it was any other bus trip. Kids were airdropping weird pictures and pulling out their instruments.
I have a question.
What is your Guys, today I'm telling you kind of a serious topic.
How serious is it?
Very serious.
Scale 1 to 10.
10 and a half.
Serious, huh?
It was yesterday. And yesterday was the day that I almost died. So it was any other bus trip. It was any other bus trip. You know, kids were airdropping weird pictures and playing the flute.
Who plays the flute?
That's a great question. But it was me, Brady, and Viviana in a seat. And we are not meant for three in a seat.
But we were.
It was Brady near the window, me in the middle, and Viviana with half of her body about to, like, fly through the bus.
Did she fly through the bus?
Sadly not.
Okay.
There's always next time, though.
Always next time, I agree.
But once spots had cleared up, I had gone over. So Viviana was in the window seat now, and I was standing up waiting for her to move because I'm the very last stop. Therefore, I should have been there.
Wait, so I have a question.
Yes.
If you're the very last stop, nobody else is on the bus?
No, there's two other kids.
And you're the very last stop?
Yeah.
And the bus driver left without you? Going to your stop?
No. I think you're a little bit lost.
Yeah, I kind of am.
But basically, what happened is I was yelling at her, Viviana, move. Viviana, move. But she did not hear me. And that's when the tragic event happened. I was standing in the aisle, and the bus driver kept driving. And I never thought it could be so difficult to stand on a bus. And my backpack was not in my bag. I mean, it was not on my back.
How did your bag was inside your bag?
It was in my hands. So I was holding my giant backpack like a baby. And I had no other choice but to Superman into the seat. So I flew onto Viviana, my backpack everywhere. I think I lost a few pencils. And I felt like I ascended to heaven in that moment.
What did you see?
It was terrifying. I saw the light.
You saw the light?
I saw the light.
How bright was the light?
It was so bright, it blinded me. And the bus driver, I'm sure that he made eye contact with me as he drove off.
As you were falling too?
As I was falling.
Like this?
Yep, I was just grasping for dear life into the air.
Did he die?
It's a great question. Is this heaven?
No, I'm here. I'm going to go to the next slide.
Thank you.